think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day.
And that one is gone!
Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good opening day morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel will join us out here live at 500 Crawford. It's a Finger Company building. It is beautiful. Luxury living right across from the ballpark. How'd you like to wake up every morning and this is your
site? That's pretty cool.
Isn't that neat?
That's pretty cool.
We're right outside of left field.
I mean, literally, you weren't lying. It is right outside.
The left field entrance is right across. You walk across the street into the ballpark. How freaking awesome would it be? I mean, what a great place to put it. Now, Jim Crane has a couple of restaurants, as a matter of fact, and they're in this building.
Yeah.
His two.
It's right around the Italian restaurant.
Yeah,
is right there.
Yeah, there are two. There's one that's lavish, and a bit more upscale. And then the other one that I think is just
casual.
Casual. And for everybody downtown, they can go for lunch and dinner and everybody here in these buildings. But downtown is definitely being revitalized ever since this ballpark came. It's probably taken a little bit longer than anyone would have thought. But it is, you want to talk about something special here, 500 Crawford. Come see us today. It's all cordoned off, so you can walk right up, hang out with us right across. This place is going to be packed and partying all day long.
So we were here, BV, Brian Vanis. Brian went to the Yankee game two, Verlander versus the Yankees, game two, and we were walking by Crane's restaurant, and they were out selling food on the street and water. It was a little warm still, but it was it gave you that whole street, you know, that street vibe. Yeah. Of in the middle of the playoffs, it gives you that real downtown street vibe where I don't know how often you get that. I mean, I'm not downtown all the time. But when All-Star games are here, when the Super Bowl's been here, when Final Fours have been here, when any events have been here, they have it. It'd be great if they could get it like that a lot more.
Yeah.
But it's still such a wide spread out, you know, downtown relative to a lot of – like when I go to Indy for the Combine, you know, they're downtown. You've been there for Texans games.
Yeah.
It's just so much more compact. It's easier.
Well, I would compare this, what's going on here – and if they did it every game, well, it permanently, the Red Sox is blocked off. You can't get on the street next to Fenway. Mm-hmm. They've got all the restaurants and everything. How you doing, man? Good to see you. Have a great opening day. They've got all of the sausage sandwich, sausage and peppers. And
yeah.
I had to get one. We went for the playoffs in Fenway, mm-hmm. and it was outstanding. You know, it's just you smell of those sausage and peppers when you're standing in the midst of it. And if someday we could get that here, this is the street that you would block off permanently right here have a giant party before
every
game.
Which is what they did in the playoffs is they had this area blocked off.
Right. You know. And this is what you would do. But that's just – this is temporary for playoffs and because, you know, Crawford can go all the way through.
I'm going to tell you, this is a great starting point because, obviously, the Astros are headed to the playoffs, and we've already discussed probably the World Series. In all likelihood, the question is going to be, you know, do they get? Are they going to be one games one and two here, or is
well,
it going to be
they
on the road?
The best record.
But that's what I'm assuming is going to happen. I know the Yankees have the Bombers over there, but now with Gerrit Cole, I wonder. I'm curious when Gerrit Cole rolled out into onto the mound and threw down 11 strikeouts in seven innings and looked as dominant as he did. I'm just curious. I wondered what Major League Baseball, what American League teams thought. I just wonder if they were like, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible.
I would imagine. Well, and I was, you know, were you not opening day going when Giancarlo Stanton hits two homers? Going,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then the Yankees.
Well,
now,
their pitching staffs.
I will say this. I will say this. I think after a hugely disappointing weekend, AJ's probably going to read him the riot act today and get him back on track.
Yeah. They lost one. They won three.
Well, yeah, but that's a hugely disappointing.
We're expecting a four-game sweep, yeah.
Well, that's a huge – to me
– right.
Okay, more disappointing, that or the Rockets' last couple of games against Phoenix, a 19-point favorite in which they had to win on a Gerald Green Ogunbowale type throw in.
You
from
can't
the corner.
Just make women's championship game references and think our audience is just going to get that.
Did you watch any of those games this weekend?
It was great.
It was awesome.
All overtime games. I didn't watch them.
I did.
But I heard they were great.
No, I watched. Right. I watched a little bit of Mississippi State, but I've watched a lot of the.
I take it back. I did watch some of Mississippi State to watch the center.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that
she
that
can
guy
go.
Is unbelievable.
Oh,
listen. So then.
Shot.
I watched a lot of the Notre Dame UConn game. It was an awesome game. It really was.
No, they really had it. It's better than the men's Final Four game.
It really
for...
is. It really is. Oh, wow. Villanova just is.
Way to show up, Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas didn't show up. But after Gerald Green hits from the corner to beat Phoenix, then they get their ass handed to him in San Antonio. I heard Mike and Mike talking about him. It's a little, I mean, okay, scarier. That. Losing one game in Texas or Shohei Ohtani yesterday, which was the scariest?
No, it was definitely the Astros losing that game. Only winning 3 of 4 when I expected a sweep. And honestly, I thought some of them were too, like I thought yesterday was a little closer than I expected. I expected it to be. I mean, based on the strength of what they did last time in Arlington, I thought they were going to win by 8 or 9 a game. So I thought the Astros' performance by. You know, yesterday's how much did they win by yesterday? Like 7.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't by double digits.
No, it wasn't double digits, and that's what they had been doing. You're right. This is off. They're off to a
slow
start.
It's a little slower than expected. Let me just put it that way.
They're off to a slow start, but I think AJ rights the ship today, brings them back, says, "Okay, guys, we're home. Mm-hmm. Let's get over that. We got to get through that." Much like the Yankees when they were in the playoffs and they lost all three at Yankee Stadium. Losing one in Texas is about the equal to that, I would say.
So, what, 80% winning percentage is like 120?
750 ball?
Yeah.
750
is
ball?
That's what they're doing now. They got to do better than that.
Yeah, they got to do better.
So, I'm shooting for about 124, 128 wins.
So, that's exactly what
is what they and what they should be shooting for.
We got a little pool at a little drinking hole that I go to. Uh-huh. And you pick the number of wins – And it was amazing. The guy who had the first pick picked like 96. And I'm like, have you lost your – I picked 16th, and I got 108. And I probably would have taken 108 if I was the first pick. Okay? I'm not even joking. Wait a minute. You didn't have Keuchel most of the year. You didn't have McCullers. You didn't have McHugh. You didn't have Verlander. And now you got all of these guys that you're going to – and they won 101. Of course they're going to win 7 more games.
Yeah, they should. I will say the Vegas number is, and Vegas does this for a living.
What was Vegas' number last year? 89, and they won 101.
Yeah, this year they're 98.5, I think.
97.5,
I saw before it started 98.5 at one place. I think that's a reasonable number, and here's why. You have to factor in some injuries are going to. There's going to be something that happens. In a season that's this long, you know, the Rockets really haven't had to deal with it too badly. You know, Chris Paul's going to sit out some games. James had his time that he missed. But I tell you, I am actually, these last two games do make me nervous, and I'll tell you why. basketball is all about hitting your peak at the right time.
Yeah, right.
And the Rockets have been peaking almost the whole year. They've been at a peak level. And that effort level, Mike D'Antoni talked about it yesterday more than once. He talked about it in-game. He talked about it post-game. The Rockets' effort level, it looked like they were just trying to get through a back-to-back situation. Just like, God, let's just finish this off.
Well, that's what
which is fine to turn the volume down, but I want to make sure they can ramp it up because there's not a lot of time left.
That's what I dislike, and we see it in baseball. When teams win by 20 games, that a lot of times they will take off. Man, the Astros didn't last year, but you'll see it all the time. If you sweep and then you have a long rest waiting for the next series, that you get off kilter, that you're not in game kind of form. The same now with basketball. They've got such a big they're guaranteed home court, all of that stuff, and they're resting and relaxing, and they get off stride. It's the same with football.
What can you do?
You got to play for excellence. Keep on playing.
I know.
You
got
to keep on playing.
Human nature is once you get something locked in, you kind of hit a finish line, so to speak. You go, oh, I mean, what? Because they played great basketball the whole year. And then what I am worried about is it looks like for two, one game I don't care about. This is two games in a row, one against a terrible Phoenix Suns team. And we're talking about entire games, an entire game against the Suns and the Spurs. Now, the Spurs. That's really scary because that's one of those things where you can see, it looks like a team that you'll face in the playoffs, that you could face in the playoffs. So you go on the road to the Spurs and you can envision that being like a playoff game. And then when you take that ass kicking, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. It didn't. All the Spurs games earlier this year, though, it had that playoff intensity. That one didn't.
One definitely didn't have the playoff
intensity. No, they didn't have any.
I'm saying it's an opponent that is. You always expect, no matter who's playing or not playing, they're going to give you good effort.
And this Kawhi drama is just unbelievable.
Isn't it unbelievable? They thought he was coming back. It was 2 weeks ago. He's going to be back on Thursday. Yeah. No, not going back. Now you got Steven Jackson, former Spur, chirping at Tony Parker. Kawhi Leonard headed to New York for his rehab process now. Like, he's not playing this year.
No, hopefully.
He's not playing this year.
And if he does come back, though, it changes. Well, he hasn't played in so long now.
I know.
I'm not even worried about them. But that was a little bit creepy this weekend with watching the Rockets and the way that they've been playing. Mike D'Antoni said, that's it. No more rest. All right, guys. Now, Chris Paul being missing the last five due to minor injuries, five out of six.
Yeah.
That I see.
Yeah.
But sitting and losing your stride, and they certainly have lost it. They need to get it back. They got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But they got
a lot of time. Not a lot of time.
No, they got five games.
Yeah.
They got five games to get it back.
How long does Chris Paul sit out? He sits out until he's about 100%.
Until he's 100%.
Yeah.
Until you just gotta.
You can fade and every. Yeah, you may lose five more. You may lose six in a row total to end the season. You're not screwing with Chris Paul.
Nope. All right, we are 500 Crawford, right across the street. Come on by and say hello.
We got Kolache Shop brought.
I know, Kolache Shop is here. Rudy's is going to be here.
That's what I need after yesterday.
Oh, my God, yeah. Do we eat?
I hit beef short ribs, pork ribs, lamb. I was literally miserable for about – Well, really, I'm currently miserable.
You're still miserable.
I'm still miserable.
Still miserable from yesterday, and it was Jesus' day, and you made yourself miserable.
Well, I made
Congratulations.
Him. He was proud of my beef.
I'm not sure that he was. All right, let's take a break live. Oh, nice, James, minus 19. Congratulations.
What did Ryan Anderson do?
Yeah, Ryan Anderson
plus what?
Minus 8.
Was he the lowest
he was
on the
much
team?
Better than James, wasn't he? Well, who was a better player yesterday, that's James right. or Ryan Anderson? 0-for-1, 2 points, Ryan Anderson. Let's take one here live at 500 Crawford, a Finger Company. If you haven't seen this building or any of the Finger Building, I live in a Finger Building, as a matter of fact, and it is outstanding. Come hang with us today and take a nice tour of this facility. You'll love it. Right across the street from left field, we are The Bench right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at 500 Crawford. Just outside the building, and it is beautiful. Watch your step there, guys. We're going to have to probably tape that down or something. Somebody might die. So come hang out with us here. We're broadcasting live all day long. Just outside the left field entrance on Crawford.
Oh, are we all day at the from the station
all day.
Here?
Everybody.
Oh, good, good, yeah.
Everybody, all day long. So we want you to come on out and hang out with us here. John and Lance now, Raheel and Dell will be out here, Joel and Barry, and then the Blitz will be here as well. So good stuff here live outside. As opening, Iskowski, opening day was Thursday. This not, yes, it is opening day. It's opening day. Just stick to kickball, Iskowski.
Yeah, today's the home opener.
It's opening day at home.
Same thing.
Yeah, so stick to kickball because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
You need to start showing some more respect. That's good. You need to start showing more respect for Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Or we need to get Zlatan on mobile on sometime.
Zlatan on a mobile.
Zlatan came. He came to the America. We covered this. He just took out a full page ad in Los Angeles and said, "Dear Los Angeles, you're welcome." There's no graphics.
Nothing.
It's just a white piece of paper, you know, whatever that page is, page 8, and it says, "Dear Los Angeles," in regular font. "You're welcome." He comes in, scores 2 goals his first game in about 40 seconds.
Whatever.
One of them's about 45 yards away. And then after the game, he had comments like, "I feel very sad for other teams. If they had Zlatan, they would be so much better."
I heard that they were chanting Zlatan, so I gave them Zlatan.
He is the most cocky guy.
He loves Zlatan.
I mean, look at him.
I know.
I mean, look at him. He looks like he would be the cockiest guy on the planet.
Yeah. So apparently, well, he came from Man U, right?
Oh, Jake Mariznick just walked in.
Oh, there's Jake.
The most handsome man in the world, Jake Mariznick, just walked in.
Jake Mariznick.
How about Jake? It's nothing like seeing early season Jake power.
Yeah, no. Well, 2 hits. That's all Jake does is homer.
I know.
That's all Jake
wants
to do.
3 of the last 4 years, Jake homer.
That's all Jake do is homer.
Actually, no, Jake wasn't there. Was Jake on that team that beat the Yankees in the playoffs?
Yeah. In 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was.
He was not one of the crush
He was
guys,
up and down,
he?
Jake, I think, okay. Wasn't he? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was here in 15.
Last year he was magical early in the season home run guy.
Here's the deal, though. Zlatan, yes, I love Zlatan. You have to love Zlatan, yeah. Ibrahimovic. But here we are alive outside of the ballpark, and we got a 6 o'clock game today. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Are you coming for it? Are you going to be here?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta get my media pass, but yeah, I believe I'm coming to this one.
Yeah, we gotta be here for this one. There's no question about that. This is gonna.
That's why I gotta go home. Gotta go back to the office. I am on players that you wouldn't even recognize. Schools you wouldn't even recognize. Limestone College. I've got to go. Western Carolina. I mean, I don't even know that I have taken.
I've heard of Western Carolina, never heard of Limestone.
How about Notre Dame University in Ohio? Claudie Matthew, don't even have tape on him. I got to wait until I fly to L.A. on the 23rd, 22nd.
Because no one.
Because they have tape there.
His coach doesn't even have tape on him.
Nope.
He has no idea who he is.
I'm putting together, it's called a ghost list of players that I need to look at, of players who barely exist. No one's even seen them.
That's your ghost
and
list.
And people send me, "Dear sir, I am a long snapper from delete." Like, that's my direct message. Like, unless you're getting drafted, I don't care. Nice. You see that? I'm good until 6 o'clock.
See that? How about that?
You
nicely
paid $30
done.
Like a fool.
Nice. I paid $30 like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll
to park here. Hey, by the way, if you're going to come and park here, I would Uber or take the death train.
Yeah.
Take the death train down here because
they're not still calling it the death train.
It kind of is.
That was when it first started.
No,
it
and it still kills
train.
People.
Does it?
Oh, yes, it still kills people.
How?
Because people are stupid. I drove through it, actually, yesterday.
How do you get killed by this train that goes 10 miles
an hour? When the lights are flashing, you drive on it. You drive over the tracks, which I did yesterday, and thought, with my wife and child in the car. I could have been arrested.
Child
no
as
question.
A, I mean, a child technically. He's child, bigger.
Yeah,
than
he's bigger. Than, yeah. Right, right.
Like you're driving.
No,
the
he
car
would have been able to absorb the impact.
you're driving the car. The weak side linebacker
would have died. So hey, how about speaking of which, we talked about Zlatan and we haven't hit the most important story of the world, and that is Ian Poulter making that putt on 18. You want to talk about high drama? A kid, 23 years old, who your wife should have been. Was your wife rooting? Like, she was she by the television just screaming at it for
Well,
Bo Hossler?
That's a tricky question, because now I've got two receivers in my home that don't work because it's just saying we can't reach a connect to a server. So my DirecTV works in the bedroom, but not in the other two rooms. So yesterday was a little bit problematic all day with the Houston. And my in-laws were over, and they really wanted to see the Houston Open. The Houston Open. And, in fact, Hector, my brother-in-law, he took off at like 3:30 or 4 so he could get to the – he wanted to go watch the end of it.
Well, why didn't we watch in your bedroom?
That's just – no one wants to do that. It's just not.
I would have. I'd have been laying on your bed, rolling around, you know.
It's because you're rude.
Yes. Yes, I would do.
No, so the wife doesn't
Is there
know.
Any question that I would have been watching in your bedroom?
No, there's no question.
Yeah.
There's no question. Or on a phone. I'm sure you could have streamed it.
Yeah.
But
By the way, I did all the way back from Louisiana.
Did you?
Streamed it and watched it while I was driving.
So Ian Poulter gets the
By the way,
the
more, just more reason that I should have died yesterday. But okay. Ian Poulter. So Bo Hossler has a putt from behind him. Here's what killed Bo Hossler. Bo Hossler is in the 18th fairway bunker. He hits a beautiful shot, but it's actually about 10, 20 feet behind on the same line as Ian Poulter's. So Poulter got to watch his putt stay out and stay just right because everybody's overreading that putt. And Bo Hossler did just a hair. I mean, Bo Hossler missed by a hair. But Ian saw that, and he saw that, okay, it doesn't break as much as everybody thinks, and he makes the putt on 18, sends it to extra holes where Bo Hossler fell apart. So Ian Poulter, who was not supposed to go to the Masters unless he needed to win, he actually finished 51st, and they only take the top 50. He was the guy in the stink hole. He was 51. And none obviously none too pleased about it, and that's so disappointing when you finish 51.
Is that a golf term, in the stink hole?
No, stink hole is when you finish just out of the playoffs. Or,
oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a poker term.
Well, it's right next to good stuff.
But
it stinks.
I got it. I just didn't know. You know,
right.
If there was a common term in the
No. That's
game.
Not a actually I'm pretty sure golfers are not thrilled with that term. That's not very golf-like, okay? And especially on this, the holiest of weeks, golf weeks, the Masters,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We don't say stinkhole.
They definitely don't say that.
They don't say no, you get kicked off.
Sir, it's called it's not the rough, it's called the
Second cut.
It's called the second cut, and we don't call it the stinkhole, we call it the big 5-1.
Right. So Ian Poulter in, not beloved here in our country. I thought it was awfully nice. I think Ian Poulter, here's the deal though, whenever anybody puts up, if you'll watch, there's plenty of videos of Ian Poulter. Everybody wants a high five from Ian Poulter, and he just ignores you because he's British. Well, he's Scottish or British or whatever he is. And he's like public enemy number one as far as the Ryder Cup goes.
Because
because he's got that snotty and snarky, I hate you, and I'm going to stick you with a dagger. I'll stab you in the heart when I make this putt. And he did that to Bo Hossler as well. Mm-hmm. Young American who's 23 years old. Doesn't look like – watching with JT, goes, he doesn't look all that athletic, if you want to know the truth. I said, no, he's not athletic. He's a golfer, son.
Look that athletic.
He doesn't – no, Bo Hossler is not what you'd say unless, you know, he was a guard or a – you know, some of the guards and tackles in the league don't look all that athletic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Bo Hossler fits right in. He's and I thought it was perfect because I think of this all the time. He looks like Colin Montgomery. He's got the same finish as Colin Montgomery. You remember Monty?
Yeah, you never want to be compared to
Monty. No, and that's a terrible when you're talking about
his
body
type. His nickname is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
It's not a great comparison.
No.
That's not preferable.
Yeah.
So Ian Poulter is in the Masters. He gets
there. Yeah, he gets there, and he gets there because of the Houston Open. A great week after it started.
Is that
with
an automatic qualifier win, or is it inside the top 50 win?
It's an automatic qualifier if you win a tournament.
Okay.
You go to the Masters. And that's the last
tournament.
Week you could have done it.
The any open. Tournament. A PGA tournament.
Yeah. As long as there's not another world. Anyway, it's basically if you win a stroke play event.
Does he knock somebody out?
No. He's just added to the field. So, by the way, big ups to you, Ian, who we were talking about.
Yeah.
Jets for Golfers.
Yep.
Totally hooked him up.
Nice. He's going.
Staying in a house. passes to the Berkman's Lodge. Only on-course hospitality, all because of Terrence and the boys.
Our guy who's listening, yeah, Jets for Golfers. They still have room if you you got to make it quick, though, but you can go just a little extra shout-out for you, jetsforgolfers.com, if you want to try to get to the Masters now or whatever. They do everything. We're going to try to get to – he wanted to get us out to the Triple G Canelo fight, and then they had issues with Canelo and testing, so he wants to get us to a Vegas fight sometime. I'm like, we'll go.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We'll be more than happy to go to a Vegas fight and go stay in Vegas.
I was asked by a buddy today about why aren't we at the Masters, and maybe you may not see me the rest of the week. We'll see. flying us out, staying at a house, passes to Berkman's Lodge. Way to go, Ian. You guys are going to have an unbelievable time. Congratulations.
Not as fun as you're going to have here if you're watching the Astros.
No.
Like where we are.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. How about that? If they left today, they offered to go on Poulter's plane.
Oh, wow. So the Poulter thing.
Well, Poulter is their
one of their brand ambassadors. Yeah, Graham McDowell, Ian Poulter, and things like that.
Hey, you talk about a big event.
Oh, my God. How did
Gilbert's here. All right, we're going to take a break. 7:30, live outside of Minute Maid at the left field stands. 500 Crawford, John, and Lance here with you on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 live from 500 Crawford. If you haven't seen this place, if you're looking for a place to live downtown, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh. Spectacular. Been here, seen it. It's unbelievable. The Finger Company, they do an unbelievable job. And, oh, by the way, big ups to our guy, John Lochran, for the Acme Party and Tent Rental. Look at the tent we got up here. Everybody else has white tent. We have yellow. You can find us right away with the Acme Party and Tent Rental. AcmeRental.com. Anything that you need for a party. We got the stage. We got chairs. We got Gilbert. We got everything. John Lochran does not provide Gilbert.
So what? No, he does not come with Aztec.
Acme.
I mean, Acme. Oh, that's.
Ooh, that was
we don't
terrible
like
what
we don't
you
like
just
Aztec
did.
Aztec at all.
What you they just were, you know, did was.
I know. I got confused because they were at the Shell, or we don't call it Shell anymore, whatever, Houston Open. And I remember thinking, I think they're the bad guys, right?
Yeah, they're the bad
guys. The bad guys, and this is the good guys.
Right. No, they are. I knew the guy who owned Aztec, and I knew the guy who, but he sold Aztec, so we don't.
Oh, now you don't care anymore.
We don't hate him. But Acme takes care of the Texans, Wildcat, NRG, and, you know, just all your teams if you're looking for that tent or whatever you need for your party. 713-729-2424.
Including yard parties.
Oh, yeah, dude. We used to have a front yard party when we played, when Kincaid played Episcopal. And we lived across the street from Episcopal, but we were Kincaid's. We had a yard party, and he put up the tent and all of this. It was unbelievable. Just so much fun. And it was all because of John Lochran and Acme. So you want to talk about making a party. These tents, spectacular.
So let me ask you this. when you what did you think of? Did it feel just like the Astros all look like? To me, this weekend series just felt like it had the Astros had been turned off for a few months, and now they just turned back on. I've never seen anything like this turnaround because I'm not familiar with baseball. At the very beginning of November, I'm not familiar with playing baseball for that long.
Yeah,
baseball is over by late September.
Usually, yeah,
yeah,
no.
early October,
first week of October.
This turnaround, boy, it seemed fast. Like, wow, it's already baseball season again. And they picked up, and it was just like the third pitch of the season was a home run. They're scoring runs. They're getting starting pitching. Correa is mashing, and so is Altuve. It just felt like it didn't feel like anything was different. It just felt like, except Gerrit Cole felt different.
Well, and my, you know, JT's up. He's up in Missouri now, and he goes, wait a minute. The Astros have Gerrit Cole? What the hell? And wait a minute. He's what? You're the third? No, he's the fourth starter. Gerrit freaking Cole is our fourth starter?
Are you kidding me? How are we figuring him? He's not really the fourth starter.
Well, he is if he started fourth. What do you mean?
Well, because he's like if the playoffs were to start, if you start the playoffs.
I don't know. Are you sure that McCullers isn't ahead of him? Why would they start McCullers third if Gerrit Cole was the third starter?
I think out of respect. And maybe it is.
Well,
I don't
McCullers
know.
Was an all-star last year.
I think maybe potentially it is also. This is one thing that I've thought about, too. It gives you a little bit of gap between. There's that third guy. You know, okay, let's say it's a four-man relay, a 4x100 relay race. The slowest guy is typically the third runner. The first one is, a lot of times, you know, four is the fastest. One, a lot of times, is the second
well,
fastest.
Wait a minute. But this theory, then Verlander should be your fourth starter.
No, Verlander's your guy who's on the kick.
Oh,
he's your one is your four.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, what I think is interesting is that it gives you a little gap between like if you're a team who just let's say the Astros, you got Keuchel and Verlander went in one series. Well, then when you're not dealing with four game series, there's a better chance that by the time you face the next series. You're not going to have just, you know, 3, 4, 5 going up against another team. You're going to have another hammer down there at four. Like, you're always going to be facing hammers against the Astros.
Well,
one of your two games, you're going to catch somebody who's a hammer.
Listen, somebody had to go third and somebody had to go fourth.
In
deference to a guy that was here last year, maybe that's
out of
the case. But, hey, look at the seasons last year. By the way, McCullers was an all-star. Gerrit Cole was not. Gerrit Cole was not all that great last year. And he's got to assimilate himself into this locker room and into this rotation. By the time this playoffs come, who knows? He may be, but McCullers go, screw you. Screw you guys.
I'm our third guy. McCullers' stuff is good enough to be number two.
Yeah.
Really? I mean,
frankly. Well, he was your number two last year.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Keuchel McCullers.
When he was
healthy. At the beginning of the season, it was Keuchel McCullers.
Yeah. You weren't very deep, though.
No, but you know what? You were good. That was a good enough at the beginning of last year. That was a good enough rotation that you thought they could
bring. Now you've added Verlander and Cole.
How's that?
These are real number one and / number two type guys.
And, oh, by the way, I remember my buddy of mine who likes to dabble and play. He's like, Charlie freaking Morton. Do you know how much money Charlie freaking Morton has lost me over the years? Charlie freaking Morton is our third star. Now he's going, Charlie freaking Morton. Yeah. Charlie freaking Morton.
Watch your mouth next time about Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
The professor.
No.
The professor deals on both sides of the plate.
Oh, by the way, he's the World Series hero is your fifth starter.
Yeah.
And he goes tonight. And what kind – I mean, what is the chant tonight for Charlie? Charlie, can we get this going?
I don't think there is a chance.
There is going to be a chant for Charlie. There's got to be a chant for Charlie Morton. Are you kidding me?
A chant for Charlie, period?
Charlie.
Just won by MVP.
No, MVP.
That's the easy
MVP
default at every sport.
Is Altuve and Springer.
No, at every sporting event, the default is MVP.
His name is Charlie. Let's chant Charlie.
That sounds like you're taunting him.
No.
What if he does
You're serenading him. You're serenading.
It sounds like you're taunting.
I'm sorry. Okay, we got to start a Breggers to get his back going. By the way,
he'll be fine. He always starts.
How's
terrible.
Your boy, man?
When does he ever not start terrible?
I know, really. His start to his career was over 80.
Well, here's the real story of August has been Alex Bregman's hit 600 in August, like with 11 homers. Like he always does this.
Hey, Dell, is your man? Are you on a suicide watch for Manny because Breggers is starting so slowly?
No, Manny's got a boat. He's fine.
He's got a boat.
That doesn't seem to do anything with any.
He's got
a boat.
What does
that have to do with anything? It almost feels like you can just say, "Well, if you got a boat, everything's fine.
Everything is good in your life."
Yeah, if you're whining, the man's got a boat. He's not concerned about Breggers.
Oh my God! His man crush on Breggers is it's
so what? You've got a man crush on every anonymous golfer no one's ever heard of. It's not affecting your life.
You've got a Brandon Weeden man crush. That guy's never homered in the postseason.
Which is greater, my Deshaun or Brandon Weeden?
I mean, I question that. I'm not sure.
Well, you hang out with Brandon Weeden, so things might be going on that we don't know about. At least we know you're not anywhere near Deshaun.
Right.
Well, how do you know that, Mel?
Deshaun ain't hanging out with John.
That's a dream threesome. Deshaun, and Brandon Weeden.
On a golf course?
On a golf course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
We know Gilbert saying something.
Where's Gilbert going? Gilbert, you leaving? You got to go
home. He's rolling.
Gilbert just got here and he left.
He was here to see Owen Conflenti, not us.
Where is Owen? Does he have a picture for you? I think he has a picture. Call him, Gilbert.
I did. Actually, they were doing a stand up over there, too.
Owen is over there. No, he's not Gilbert. Gilbert doesn't fall for our bull crap.
No, he's not.
He doesn't fall for our bull crap anymore. No. That's terrible. I don't know what happened. All right, 743, let's catch up on break. 713-780-3776. Anything here, Doe? Let's go to break then. Let's take a break live from 500
Look at
Crawford.
Setting everything up.
Yeah.
They're setting up early. It's going to – what is there stuff going on here beside our broadcast?
Yes, it's a giant party. It's a
For
street party all day.
Is it really going to be a street party all day?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, this is crazy today. It's crazy. This is going to be the epicenter of Houston today.
Hey, when we come back to you, I want to get into March Madness and the men's Final Four a little bit because the finals are set up now.
Yeah, are they?
And we've got, you think Villanova's, I think Villanova's going to smash Michigan. We'll talk about it on the other side. This could be Villanova versus Rob Gray.
It could be Villanova Rob Gray. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Odd. Well, we sent the girls to get coffee. Is in 2018, is that the right thing to do? Send the girls to get coffee? Dell, is that okay or no?
I don't know.
You're right. I would not have made it back. I would have missed like 3 seconds.
You would have missed 3 seconds. Lance is going to go to Minuti Coffee over there, a couple blocks away, and order up coffee. Are you kidding me?
All right, so let's get right to it. The Final Four. Disappointing games. I can't say this is the first time it's happened. We've had disappointing Final Fours. I mean, you see MB versus your coffee's Lilliputians.
Only size they have.
Too bad. So anyway,
thank you, ladies.
The UCMB game
bleep.
Actually
they didn't even fill it up. What the?
But there's a little heart on it. John, they gave you a little heart in the thing. So UCMB game, John, it wasn't a pretty game, but at least it was competitive for a while. It was weirdly uncompetitive, actually, because at first it was all UCMB in the first half, 7-point lead at half. They actually extended it in
the
second
half.
Are
you talking about Loyola?
I mean, not UCMB.
What are you talking about?
Why do I keep saying UCMB?
No, you said that last week, too.
It's Loyola Chicago. Yeah. I don't know why I'm calling them UCMB for some reason.
I don't know that either.
Anyway, it's my sister Jean's all screwed up. But then So they extended. It got up to 11 in the second half. So I check out of that game for not that long. I had to actually run and go pick up meat from Pete's Fine Meats. I had to go pick it up before he closed. So when I come back, or actually when I get in there, because he's got the game on, it's like, whoa, Michigan was up.
Yeah.
And it happened just like that, and then it was over. Then Loyola couldn't make a run back.
They really fell apart. And it was exactly, I mean, I know, and during the game, I was like, well, you know, you and I talked about it last week. You liked Loyola in that game. I didn't. I didn't. Because this is
in
where.
In the first half, I was like, I knew.
This is where the 11 seeds fall apart. And in the semifinal game, it's too big. The stage is,
but it wasn't too big for them.
It wasn't at first, but then when Michigan went on a run and when Michigan,
I think it
went
was
on
Michigan. Michigan, I think Michigan.
Yeah,
it wasn't too big for Loyola because Loyola was playing great. They had a big lead, and then Michigan went on a run, and Loyola just couldn't recover. And I think Michigan defensively, look, it was a low scoring game at half anyway. It's 29-22, and once Loyola stopped making shots, they were done because all of a sudden Michigan started making them, and then it was just like a boat race after that.
Well, and by the way, great job by Beeline. Their defense was smothering,
smothering.
Now I don't know that you're going
to
because
shots
I'll tell
that
you this.
Was making were tough.
I'll tell you this. I don't care who it is, Bridges or Spellman or Brunson or Villanova shooting a basketball. You give them a half an inch, and they're putting it up, and they're making it. Holy crap, were they impressive against Kansas. And their defense was just as smothering as Michigan was in the second half. Villanova is a complete team. That is a dominant. Jay Wright, you want to talk about a guy doing a job.
They look really good. They look really, really good. They opened as a 6.5, then went to 7-point favorite. I mean, I don't see how they don't win by double digits today. And I know I'm not just working off the last game. Michigan can run hot or cold. You pull that against Villanova, and they're going to beat your brakes off is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to happen. If Michigan pulls one of their, you know, well, we were cold for one half, but then, you know, but then we had Mo Wagner heat. Mo Wagner's not good enough to pull you out of the mess. And Michigan was taking some bad shots the other day. And in the first and end of the second half, they just weren't shooting.
Somebody tweeted, this the first time that a – foreign-born player will ever win the MVP, the college basketball MVP, Final Four MVP? And the answer is no, because Mo Wagner is not going to win it. If Spellman isn't the MVP.
Because Michigan's not going to win it.
Right.
Period, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if Michigan wins it, well, we'll see. It'll be sad. They should strip that from the record books if Mo Wagner wins anything. And just to think, Houston had that team buried. I mean, they had that team buried. With one free throw, they likely bury Michigan. Because then they would have gone on the foul. They would have gone to the foul tactic.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And they would have never even got, you know, they would have been down three. Michigan would have to U of H. And they wouldn't have, they would have got fouled with whatever seconds, 1.8 seconds. And they would have had two free throws. They never would have got there. But instead, you give them an inch, and all of a sudden they're in the championship game. But it ends for them against Villanova. They're not beating Villanova.
No. This is and it's tonight. It's can miss basketball.
Oh,
if you want to,
my
know
wife's
truth.
Listening. She goes, "Oh, you mean once you jinx them?" So as I'm in the, so me and Snacks are watching. He's for Loyola because he's always for the underdogs, and he's all excited about Loyola. And Loyola's got a big lead, and I'm like, "This game is." And I said, "This game is over." And so did Snacks, but he thinks the season's over for the Astros as soon as they give a game two.
It was over.
Game two, or game three. No, it's game two with Keuchel. This season's over. What a disaster this season's going to be for the Astros because they have a loss. Well, I did say I thought, I'm like, they're not coming. Michigan, look how terrible their shots are. They're not coming back from this one when it was 11 in the second half. And then my wife accused me of jinxing. Who's got a ticket on Michigan? This guy.
And?
So jinx schminks. I don't consider that a jinx.
Why do you
them.
Have a ticket on Michigan? Dell, can you explain Lance's ticket on Michigan?
I just did a lot of research.
Yeah, how'd you get that ticket?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I did a lot of research on who some of the top values were in college basketball.
Was it research, or did you have something up on your laptop and then say, hey, Dell, what do you think? And then I gave you teams. Is that how it worked out, actually?
don't know. It was something.
Oh, you don't
that
know.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Like three of the four Final Four
three
teams
of the
for
four,
tickets,
yes.
And that two tickets are in the Final Four right now, so you just sit back and watch.
So, yeah, you just sit back. You just sit back and watch. And if the ticket comes through, which it will, what's going to happen?
Bringing Dell how are you going to?
You going to do what?
Some of those kolaches over
when
there.
When you get here, Dell, Lance is going to hand you a kolache.
I'm going to save some for you, Dell.
Andres is there. There's no chance any of those kolaches are going to be left.
No, that's true. No, that's true. Andres. Oh, hey, dude can.
Hey, today's protein, high protein day, bro.
Andres don't care if nobody else eats, okay? He don't care. Andres is crushing kolaches.
Hey, let's get Jose in here. He wants to talk about
his Astros.
Houston Astros. He hung up.
All right, 713-780-3776. We are live outside the ballpark on Crawford, 500 Crawford, where, my goodness, if you're not out here today, this is where the party is, people, and it is the best party. That's right, Iskelski, it's opening day. It's the home opener of your world champion Houston Astros, and we're broadcasting live outside the left field entrance right here on ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you about Bill Advisor. Bill Advisor's, it's BillAdvisor.com. The Bill Advisor Company is—it's a team of people who are out there trying to make sure and give you the best opportunity to pay new customer prices. Why should you have to pay the same high rates over and over and over again when you are the one who has been a loyal customer? Why do new customers get all the lower rates, the best values? Well, that always happens. I can't tell you why. It's because they draw people in. Well, you know what Bill Advisor does? They go and negotiate you new customer rates. So you get the rates of a brand new customer with the benefits of keeping the same service in most cases. And when you do that, you would be surprised over the course of a year how much you'll save. The average customer saves almost $900 per year. Well, guess what? I saved over $2,000. When you add in the home and auto, it's a savings over the last 2 years now over $2,900 for me and counting, because they always are looking out for your bill every single month. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text BILLS to 313131 and let them get started on lowering your bills today.
My name is Stephen A. Smith and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
If you've been told you need a new furnace or have a bad heat exchanger, call Sears Heating and Cooling for a free second opinion. You'd be stunned at how often we run these calls and nothing is wrong. Sears Heating and Cooling, honest advice, fair pricing, and locally owned for almost 8 decades. SearsHeatingCooling.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.